5. Adamson and Retta. Having delineated the Noddite antecedents of the ancestry of the secondary midwayers, this narrative should now give consideration to the Adamic half of their ancestry. For the secondary midwayers are also the grandchildren of Adamson, the first, born of the violet race of Urantia. Adamson was among that group of the children of Adam and Eve who elected to remain on earth with their father and mother. Now this eldest son of Adam had often heard from Van and Amadon the story of their highland home in the north, and sometime after the establishment of the second garden he determined to go in search of this land of his youthful dreams. Adamson was 120 years old at this time and had been the father of 32 pure line children of the first garden. He wanted to remain with his parents and assist them in upbuilding the second garden, but he was greatly disturbed by the loss of his maid and their children, who had all elected to go to Adentia along with those other Adamic children who chose to become wards of the Most Highs. Adamson would not desert his parents on Urantia. He was disinclined to flee from hardship or danger, but he found the associations of the second garden far from satisfying. He did much to forward the early activities of defense and construction but decided to leave for the north at the earliest opportunity. And though his departure was wholly pleasant, Adam and Eve were much grieved to lose their eldest son, to have him go out into a strange and hostile world, as they feared, never to return. A company of 27 followed Adamson northward in quest of these people of his childhood fantasies. In a little over 3 years, Adamson's party actually found the object of their adventure, and among these people he discovered a wonderful and beautiful woman, 20 years old, who claimed to be the last pure line descendant of the prince's staff. This woman, Retta, said that her ancestors were all descendants of two of the fallen staff of the prince. She was the last of her race, having no living brothers or sisters. She had about decided not to mate, had about made up her mind to die without issue, but she lost her heart to the majestic Adamson. And when she heard the story of Eden, how the predictions of Van and Amadon had really come to pass, and as she listened to the recital of the garden default, she was encompassed with but a single thought, to marry this son and heir of Adam. And quickly the idea grew upon Adamson. In a little more than 3 months they were married. Adamson and Retta had a family of 67 children. They gave origin to a great line of the world's leadership, but they did something more. It should be remembered that both of these beings were really superhuman. Every fourth child born to them was of a unique order. It was often invisible. Never in the world's history had such a thing occurred. Retta was greatly perturbed, even superstitious. But Adamson well knew of the existence of the primary midwayers, and he concluded that something similar was transpiring before his eyes. When the second strangely behaving offspring arrived, he decided to mate them, since one was male and the other female, and this is the origin of the secondary order of midwayers. Within 100 years, before this phenomenon ceased, almost 2,000 were brought into being. Adamson lived for 396 years. Many times he returned to visit his father and mother. Every 7 years he and Retta journeyed south to the second garden, and meanwhile the midwayers kept him informed regarding the welfare of his people. During Adamson's life they did great service in upbuilding a new and independent world center for truth and righteousness. Adamson and Retta thus had at their command this corps of marvelous helpers, who labored with them throughout their long lives to assist in the propagation of advanced truth and in the spread of higher standards of spiritual, intellectual, and physical living. And the results of this effort at world betterment never did become fully eclipsed by subsequent retrogressions. The Adamsonites maintained a high culture for almost 7,000 years from the times of Adamson and Retta. Later on they became admixed with the neighboring Nodites and Andonites and were also included among the mighty men of old. And some of the advances of that age persisted to become a latent part of the cultural potential which later blossomed into European civilization. This center of civilization was situated in the region east of the southern end of the Caspian Sea, near the Kapit Dag. A short way up in the foothills of Turkestan are the vestiges of what was one time the Adamsonite headquarters of the Violet Race. In these highland sites, situated in a narrow and ancient fertile belt lying in the lower foothills of the Kapit Range, there successively arose at various periods four diverse cultures respectively fostered by four different groups of Adamson's descendants. It was the second of these groups which migrated westward to Greece and the islands of the Mediterranean. The residue of Adamson's descendants migrated north and west to enter Europe with the blended stock of the last Andite wave coming out of Mesopotamia, and they were also numbered among the Andite Aryan invaders of India.